Matthew Shepard, a gay man just 21 years old, died of injuries he'd received in a beating.
A terrible turn in a terrible story.
It's really tragic and so disturbing. And Matthew Shepard,
what many people say was a hate crime in Wyoming this morning, has died.
Police say Shepard was lured from this Laramie night.
To this day, the memory of Matthew Shepard and his story live on. Hello, I'm Nancy Dineen, your host for this edition of Classical IPR in Concert. In the summer of 2019, the Interlaken Festival Choir, under the direction of John Bragle, presented along with an instrumental ensemble several soloists and narrators, Considering Matthew Shepard by Craig Hella Johnson. And that meaningful performance is what we featured this week. In the days leading up to the performance, John Bragle came to IPR to share about Considering Matthew Shepard by Craig Hella Johnson. And here's just a little bit of what he said when I asked him about this piece, what listeners can expect to hear, as well as what his reasons were for choosing the work for the Interlaken Festival Choir.
Throughout the performance of the entire work, there are movements that model themselves after a country western tune. There's a movement that's really like a blues lament. There are movements that sound like you're listening to Sondheim. And there are movements that are modeled after a Gregorian chant singing text by Hildegard of Bingen. And so the range of diversity musically is something that applied to this format, I think, is a really noble gesture. The other motivation is, of course, the story of Considering Matthew Shepard and the texts that it uses. Matthew Shepard, of course, was murdered in 1998. And I remember watching the media coverage of this event and the national conversation that happened as a result of this. And as I was looking through the work, there still was a great deal that resonated with me in terms of its importance, but mostly it's the willingness on the part of Craig Hella Johnson to present all sides and all roles in these events. That's sort of the origin of the title, Considering Matthew Shepard from all angles. He uses, as I said, poetry by Hildegard of Bingen and Rumi and Rabindranath Tagore and a number of poets who wrote artistic responses to Matthew's death. The tone of this work is one of hope. The tone of this work is celebration of the impact that Matthew Shepard has had since his death. That is where we walk out of this performance. And I want to share that with everybody who's listening.
That was conductor John Bragle speaking about Considering Matthew Shepard. You are listening to Classical IPR in Concert. And when a work is so firmly rooted in a specific moment in history, the text is very important to experiencing the music to its fullest. That's why I want to let you know that there is a link to the libretto at our website so you can follow along. Go to classicalipr.org and click on the thumbnail that says Classical IPR in Concert. It has a picture of Matthew Shepard. You'll find the libretto and also a list of performers in the instrumental ensemble, the vocal soloists, and the narrators. Such great artists in this performance, you'll want to go to that website and see the post with the names listed. Now, before the music begins, we'll hear John Bragle with just a short excerpt of the words in the piece to set the tone.
There's a section at the very end of the introduction where the chorus sings these following words that I'll just read to you really quickly. I am open to hear the story about a boy, an ordinary boy, who never had expected his life would be this story. Could be any boy. I am open to hear a story. Open listen, all.
Sky, the throne, was there. Let's talk about Matt.
Ordinary boy, ordinary boy, ordinary boy.
Born in December in Casper,
understanding and formal and polite. I am sensitive, I am honest, I am sincere, and I am not a pest.
I love my home. I love good friends, I love succeeding. I love pasta, I love jogging. I love walking and feeling good.
Thank you. Laramie, southeastern Wyoming, between the Snowy Range and the Laramie Range. Tuesday, October 6th,
Tuesday night, Matthew attended a meeting of the University of Wyoming's Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Association, then joined others for coffee at the College Inn. Around 10:30, he went to the Fireside Bar, where he later met Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson. Near midnight, they drove him to a remote area, tied him to a split rail fence, beat him horribly, and left him to die in the cold of night.
The next morning, Matthew was found by a cyclist, a fellow student, who at first thought he was a scarecrow. After several days in a coma and on life support, Matthew Shepherd died on Monday, October 12th, at 12:53 a.m. At the funeral, which took place on Friday, October 16th, at St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Casper, Fred Phelps and the Westboro Baptist Church protested outside.
National media began to broadcast the story. As the news spread, many people across the country gathered together in candlelight vigils, moved to silently speak for life over death, love over hate, light over darkness.
McKinney and Russell Henderson were arrested shortly after the attack and charged with murder. kidnapping and aggravated robbery. The first of two trials began on October 26, 1999. Both were convicted of the murder and sentenced to two consecutive life sentences.